The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is the size of Ohio and includes more than 50 villages. The region's hub, Bethel, has 6,000 residents. Until now, families had to send an elder they couldn't care for at home to Anchorage, 400 miles away by airplane. That is until the first elder's home opened up after a decade of planning. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
This is just a standard room we have.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Peter Achak gently holds his wife's hand, leading her into a bedroom of the new facility. Mary shuffles slowly beside him. She has dementia, and Peter takes care of her at their Bethel home. But he knows that one day soon, this could be her new home.
Means hope, means relief, possibly relief.
Over the past few years, Mary's been in and out of a couple assisted living facilities in Anchorage. Plane tickets cost around $400 round trip from Bethel and twice that from some villages. Ultimately, it didn't work out.
That wasn't good. I mean, they were good places, you know, but without family, she was just fading away.
In most places, residents would probably like the privacy of their own room. But in the Yupik culture, extended families often pack into tiny village homes. Liz Lee is YKHC's home care services director.
We know that in our culture, our elders live in multi-generational most of the time. And so you take them from their area of comfort and you put them in a single room. We thought that that could be an issue. So we thought of the hotels, how you can share a door with the next room. And if your room mate next door is okay with it, you can open the doors and still enjoy each other's company.
Lee has worked on the project for over 10 years. She says they gathered input from a team of elders who had specific priorities in mind for the design.
Things like the chapel, things like the colors of the region.
Lucy Jacobs was one of several local elders who attended the open house.
It will be of help to those who live alone and cannot care for themselves. That's why I'm grateful for this facility, especially for those who have no children to care for them. Thank you for building this. It's very nice to look at as well.
The structure of the building itself is different. There are 18 beds split into two main pods, which also contain large open living areas. The pod design eliminates the need for hallways. It keeps the atmosphere open and homey and allows staff to see a large space all at once. The place looks as expensive as it is. It cost $16.3 million to build, mostly from State of Alaska appropriations. The elders won't be paying out of their pockets to stay there. Most of them are Indian Health Services beneficiaries and will use that, along with Medicaid, to foot the bill. Barbara Jacobson is YKHC's chief nurse executive.
If we factor in the electricity and, you know, the everything, it would be probably about $1,000 a day. Most people can't afford that.
Most elders are from the villages in the region, some hundreds of miles away from Bethel. As the home's administrator, Jason Blaylock, explains, they will be able to use video conferencing through the village's health clinics to stay in touch back home.
So the family member can actually communicate with the villages in our clinics. So our clinics have the same video conference technology. So
families could go into the health clinic and
absolutely
video conference?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
New technology is everywhere. There's a computer system that tracks all the details of the residents' daily activities, including their diets. But it doesn't look sterile. The floor is special antimicrobial wood, and the wall protectors have real flowers and grass captured in their resin. Achak appreciates all the technology and features, but the real importance to him is being close to home.
When you recognize people and foods and cultural, it helps you way inside. And you remember way back in her head, you know, that she remembers a lot of things that she cannot express right now. When you have love around you, it conquers all that all it amounts to.
Construction of the project started in 2011. The ribbon cutting ceremony was held September 27th. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.